This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We'll circle back to the Super Bowl at the top of the hour. Who are we most happy for after last night's win? We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock today. Mock draft injection. We started them last week. It's draft season now officially. The red carpet rolled out to Green Bay, I believe, is where the draft is this year in late April. So the Texans are picking 25th. We now know the Eagles will pick 32nd. The Chiefs will pick 31st because the playoffs do determine part of the draft order. And for every mock draft we've had so far, mock draft injection is what we call this. We did three or four of them last week. I believe every single one so far, Seth, has had the Texans taking an interior offensive lineman. They had, I don't recall which mockers were which picks, but I know that the three we did had Tyler Booker, Donovan Jackson, and then Gray Zabel from North Dakota State last week. So
I like Gray Zabel, too. One of our listeners was incredibly angry with me because I was pointing out some of the concerns about Gray Zabel, the guard. So I went and did my it's not like I would be upset with the pick or anything. There's more than anything is that you brought up what's his name there,
Trevor Penning.
Trevor, you brought up Trevor Penning, so we're talking, and he thought I was making a direct comparison to Trevor Penning, which I wasn't. But man, some of the people get heated about the draft, Sean.
Yeah,
I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. It's now that you mention it. They do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And any of the mock drafts we've done so far, there hasn't been a guy that I've been like, oh, no, that's a stupid pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you're picking 25th. So, you know, you're not getting the tippy, tippy top of the draft. Let's do this one here. This is Cynthia Freeland, who works for NFL.com, best known for being kind of an advanced stats analytics type person. Cynthia Freeland. I like her. She does good work. She had a mock draft that went up over the weekend. And so let's do it here with the 25th pick. In the Cynthia Freeland NFL.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Matthew Golden, wide receiver from the University of Texas, by way of the University of Houston. He was
by way of one of the Klein high schools, is he not?
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Klein kid. I don't know. I'm old enough to remember when Klein was just one high school. And in my mind, it still is.
Yeah. So, he's a good player, man. I would welcome Matthew Golden, especially in the short term, because he's a little bigger. He's, you know, he's 6 feet tall, so he's a little bigger than Tank. But I think there's some similarities to the way he operates.
Yeah,
to Tank in terms of the quickness, the ability to get open.
No, and that's you can totally envision him being one of these guys that gets taken in the late first round or in the second round. Wide receivers are just bountiful these days at that spot in the draft. I'd be very, very happy with this pick.
Yeah, yes. I would too. Cynthia Freeland.
I guess the other, because he's not small, like you said, like Tank. I wonder, I just wonder how they're thinking about Tank right now and the likelihood that he comes back in 2025 at all. But then also, all right, what for a guy whose calling card is his extreme speed and extreme twitchiness, if they can realistically expect him ever to get that back again? I just, it's a huge, huge X factor in building a team.
It's a huge X factor. It's a really good point. I think the thing, for purposes of what we're talking about here, Seth, it's the question is, how much are they going to know by late April? You know, like, yeah. And so how do they, Tank may still have procedures to undergo by then. I mean, there's multiple surgeries reportedly involved with this knee. I mean, I almost think you've got to operate this offseason as if Tank is not part of the I think you got to operate certainly as if he's not part of your team in 2025.
Yeah.
And if you get him back, it's gravy. I'm happy with a trade-off of not having him in 2025 if it means we get the old Tank back in 2026. You know what I mean?
Like
if the football gods were to come to me and say, okay, Tank's going to be gone for a year, but when you do get him back, he's going to look like he did before the knee injury, I would happily make that trade-off.
I think there's a much higher chance of Stephon Diggs being on the roster than active on the roster this year than Tank Dell at this point in my mind. And part of that, too, without getting too heavy into all the capology of it, because of the way Stephon Diggs' contract is structured, it does make a lot of sense for them to try to re-sign him.
Yeah.
And that whether you look at, maybe you really love Cooper Kupp over Stephon Diggs coming off of injury or whatever, for whatever. I like Stephon Diggs better. But even if you liked Cooper Kupp more, you can pay Stephon Diggs the same amount of money and have it be less of a total net effect on your cap than if you let Stephon Diggs go and then bring Cooper Kupp in.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. The key date in Texans cap, oh no, it was Houston Stressens pointed this out, and Texans cap may have as well, but I just saw Garrett from Stressens point this out. A week from today, February the 17th, is when Stephon Diggs' contract officially voids, which means if they don't sign him before next Monday to an extension, the Texans get hit with $16 million in dead money, and Stephon Diggs is a free agent. So, so this is a key week. If you're somebody who wants to bring Diggs back, if you're somebody who's worried about the Texans taking a $16 million dead money hit for Diggs leaving, the key date is a week from today. It has to happen this week, or else he's... Now, he may still come back at that point, but he'd be coming back after dipping his toe into the free agency waters.
And I just think with Stephon Diggs, whether he comes back from the injury healthy or not, he's still going to be 33 years old at that point, correct? This will be his 32-year-old season. Stephon Diggs, I would guess, is looking at this as, all right, I got to see if there's a team out there that wants to give me a three-year deal. And I think even if the Texans make him a really respectable offer, he might just feel like, no, there's got to be better than that out there.
Yeah.
Like, even if he's being realistic about his knee situation and everything, I'm not optimistic right now that they'll get something figured out in the next week, but I hope they do. I do hope that he's been very, very durable in his career. And as you pointed out last week, an ACL happens all the time at any age. I would worry more about it if it was one of these quote-unquote old man injuries, a lingering quadriceps issue or a muscle or something like that, or an Achilles tendon, then I would worry about the ACL.
Yeah, if it was like an Anthony Davis abductor pull when nobody touches you, you know, like that's just, I don't think Diggs is what he was at his peak of his powers, but I don't think it's because of injuries. Like,
they were much worse as an offense after he was gone.
That's a great point too. Yes. Yeah.
Like you look at where they rank offensively in a lot of categories, and it's middle of the road, but they were in the bottom half definitively in the second half without Stephon Diggs. Like they were a little bit above average with Stephon Diggs, and then they were just a bad offense without him.
That's right. Text message, Matthew Golden, Klein Kane High School. Good job, Seth.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Klein.
I knew
it was a Klein. Interior O-line, interior D-line, or linebacker, unless there's a stud there. That's what one texter wants.
Wait, what did he want?
Interior O-line, interior D-line, or linebacker, unless there's a stud there.
Okay, linebacker.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you want a linebacker, especially in the first round.
Yeah.
I feel like they're pretty well set at linebacker. Remember, Christian Harris was dealing with whatever the hell he was dealing with.
Yeah.
They've got three good linebackers on a team that usually only needs two linebackers out there. Most teams in the NFL play more nickel and dime than they do their base defense. So, and they've got three good linebackers. And two of them young guys that I feel good about. So I'm not especially hot and heavy on getting a linebacker.
It's almost like
right
they
now.
Got 3.5 when you count with Jalen Petrie. I mean, Jalen Petrie operates like a linebacker as much as he operates like a safety,
yeah,
or, you know, or a slot corner.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Text message, yeah, depth at wide receiver is a big concern. Not sure you do it with the number one pick, but if there's a guy there that's good, I'm not going to be angry. I would go best available of interior O-line, wide receiver, and you've got me sold on interior D-line as a possibility if it's a couple specific guys.
Yeah.
Interior D-line. I think those are the big needs on this team. Right,
yeah,
now.
I think if there's a guy they really like at interior defensive line, I don't think they'll hesitate to pull the trigger on that. I mean, the defense isn't just – they're just not quite there yet. They're a very good defense, but they're not genuinely and consistently elite. And a big old hoss that can play three downs. I brought up Kenneth Grant last week, and a lot of people thought – and I get this a lot. People say, well, DeMeco doesn't like big defensive linemen. Well, first of all, he had 2 years as a defensive coordinator in San Francisco, and he wasn't doing the drafting. They did have some big guys, including what's-his-face there that's in Jacksonville.
Armstead's
a big dude.
Yeah.
He is a big dude. If you're a big guy, but you can play all three downs, then that's the key these days as to whether or not you'll be a first-rounder or whether DeMeco would like him. And that Kenneth Grant guy weighs 335 pounds, but he moves better than a lot of 305-pounders.
Like he's 290,
I think DeMeco would really, really like a guy like that.
Yeah, well, and you know me, Seth. I'm easily swayed into being a prisoner of the moment. It's hard to watch. You can watch the way the Eagles attacked the Chiefs last night, and it's hard not to get lustful for an interior defensive lineman.
Those defensive ends had single blocks a lot of the time because Jalen Carter had to have two bodies
That's
on
right.
him. Jalen Carter, their defensive tackle, is such a stud.
Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, the Williams guy. I mean, all of them in there.
Yeah, if you can have... I mean, DeMeco will say this over and over again. If you can get a pass rush with four guys, it makes everything else a lot easier.
Yep. All right, I thought the Eagles made one particular national pundit doling out advice a couple weeks ago look a little silly. And also, who are we most happy for? There are ties to the Texans, you know, with this Eagles team. Who are we most happy for after last night's win over the Chiefs, 40-22 in Super Bowl 59? We'll do that coming up next.